With a connection to North Queensland from an early age, visiting my grandparents up here, and my wife having lived in Cairns, working as a dive instructor, it didn't take long before we both realised we weren't happy in Sydney and decided to move north. And that was just over 10 years ago. Including my time overseas, I've had over 25 years experience within the hospitality, tourism and accommodation sector. I've managed a number of businesses within the Shire in the hospitality sector, and have since moved into my current role working closely with the community as facility manager of the newly built Paws and Claws in Craigley. Since starting there back in 2022, I've managed to turn the facility into a sustainable non-for-profit organisation for years to come. I have a beautiful young family now with two young kids, 4 and 6, and we're extremely happy here. Fast forward to today, did I envision myself running for councillor 2 years ago? Not really. So I guess the question is, what is driving me now? It's been hard sitting back and seeing so much division in a council that is supposed to work for the best interests of its residents. I'm not one to have a whinge or become a keyboard warrior, so I thought if I have the opportunity to make a change, why not? Be brave, throw my hat into the ring and rise to the occasion. I won't stand here and dwell on the current council's shortcomings. I just want to be part of a flexible, functional team that works cohesively. I want to make meaningful progress moving forward for the best interests of the community, and I strongly believe communication is the key. I know I'll go ahead and touch on a few pressing issues that I'm passionate about. Let's get the obvious one out of the way: Cyclone Jasper and water security. Now, the water infrastructure will get fixed. That's a given. I'm pretty sure everyone in the room and that's running for council is going to make that a priority, and we're still uncertain of what that even looks like. We still have a community that's cut off nearly 2 months. The question needs to be asked, is the damage too much for a small council to handle? What I would like to see is an independent review on post-cyclone response and management, and move forward from this, updating and overhauling our current disaster response plan, making sure in future, if and when this happens, we are better prepared in our response, and identifying the need for updating infrastructure to be put in place to help mitigate damage and accessibility challenges we might find down the track. I'm also open to revisiting the Daintree Ferry issue in hopes of finding a better solution together. Affordable housing. After travelling the world for close to 10 years, mostly living and working in tourist destinations, our problem with affordable housing in the region is not unique. On the contrary, I found it to be quite the norm in most tourist towns. All of these places around the world have one thing in common, and unfortunately it's something we in the Shire are lacking, and that's an affordable housing strategy plan. So that would be our first step, advocating for a housing forum with key stakeholders and putting together a plan. And the best thing is that it's been done already. All over the world, in Australia, Byron Bay, Broome come to mind. The ideas are out there. We are not reinventing the wheel. Other councils have dealt with this and have proven to be successful. Now, by no means will it be a quick fix, but let's get a plan in place for the future, for not only affordable housing for workers, seasonal and local, but for retirees as well. It's not cheap to come and stay and play in Port Douglas. I do believe we need to keep our small town charm, but find a happy balance, adding amenities that support both tourists and locals' expectations, with a family-friendly approach in mind.